You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
The most celebrated name in live comedy is finally coming to Las Vegas. The Comedy Cellar is opening this April at the Rio Hotel and Casino. Since 1982, the Comedy Cellar has been home to the premier names in comedy. And now, on April 5th, the Comedy Cellar is bringing that tradition to the world-famous Rio Hotel and Casino. The Comedy Cellar at the Rio combines the reputation of New York comedy with the glamour of Sin City. Come see the best comedians in the world perform at the Comedy Cellar, now at the Rio. Tickets available at ComedyCellar.com and Ticketmaster.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, how about you?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
All right, let's get started. Welcome back to My Wife Hates Me podcast. This is The Real Deal, coming to you from Hillsborough, New Jersey, in our dining room. Do not forget, April 10th at the Village Underground in New York City, April 10th, a live My Wife Hates Me podcast with a surprise celebrity marriage counselor.
Oh, we're not allowed to say it because I was saying.
Oh, you have said it? Oh, it's a surprise, though.
Okay.
Or we could say it. I don't know. It's a surprise. We'll tell you. But April 10th, go to the Comedy Cellar website, get tickets. It's only $10. It's so much fun. It really is. There's never been a bad one. Never. So April 10th, Village Underground, go to the Comedy Cellar website. $10 a ticket. Come see a live My Wife Hates Me podcast. And there will be some comedy. We'll have somebody open up the show. I'll probably get my buddy Sean Donnelly. I like when he opens. There you have it. And next week I'll be in Arizona at the House of Comedy. Next Wednesday through Saturday. Next Wednesday through Saturday. This Saturday I'll be at the Treehouse. And go to treehouse.com. I don't know. Some city in fucking Connecticut this Saturday, Treehouse. All right, let's get started. Got some plugs out of the way. Just got in from Vegas last night. I was out in Vegas for a week. Had some anxiety issues when Monday night we got into town. And I had anxiety for a couple of days. I get anxiety when I know I'm going away for a week, or especially to Vegas. It's a anxiety town. It brings on anxiety, the town. It's just Vegas. It just brings on the anxiety. And I was having chest pains. And I said Monday, I'm not going to go through a whole week thinking I'm having a heart attack, you know, because all my friends are having heart attacks. I guess it's
in. Are all your friends having heart
attacks? Yeah, I guess it's in style. And I was supposed to take a stress test last week or whatever, and I couldn't do it. I missed it.
Is that the joke?
What?
I guess it's in style. Because I interrupted you and you were like, I'm not dealing with that right now.
No, there was no joke. I don't know. I'm just getting through this one story and then I'll
No, please, get going. By all means, have the podcast. I realize now this is what you love is when I just sit here and say nothing. You just like having me to be here.
No, I'm
telling
you. You
just put a cardboard cutout of me and you would be your most favorite podcast. Go ahead, keep going. God forbid I interrupt and people call me a dumb cunt on Twitter 400 times.
So Monday night I said, look, I had chest pains from anxiety, nothing that was killing me, but you know, you feel it. So let me go to an urgent care, be in and out, do a quick EKG. I got to one, I sat there, and then the doctor said, well, we don't have the right tools that could really tell you what's going on. Just an EKG tells you what's going on right at the moment. So he sent me to another urgent care. Went there, they didn't take my insurance. Then I went to the hospital and sat in there for 4 hours. They did EKG. They took blood, x-rays, and they said everything's fine. So I'll go for my stress test this week. But like a dummy, here's what I did. I was laying in a hospital bed on board, and I see everybody on Instagram. They're always putting pictures up of them in the hospital or something, whatever.
Of them in the hospital. I hate to interrupt. I really don't. Yes. But there's certain things that just seem like you haven't thought it through.
Yeah. Well, that one I didn't think
through. No, but
through.
Are you like, people are always posting these really great selfies of them in the hospital.
I didn't say really great selfies.
Who's posting? You're like.
Brian Scalara did it.
Oh my God. He was doing a GoFundMe. He's like, hey, can people. I'm dying. Can people help me out? You're like, oh my God. I just realized like.
What?
You don't have a soul, right?
I do have a soul. I just see people. I'm not big on Instagram. I see pictures, people, you know, half naked or in a hospital.
So now you're going to do half naked ones too?
No, but I just threw up a picture.
Are you going to do some Karen Feehan into the mirrors?
No, I just said, hey, what the fuck? This is a cool picture. I'm laying on a hospital bed. Nothing. And everybody thought the fuck I was dying. You know, I just said I came in here with chest pains. And I mean,
oh my
people,
God.
People were so nice. I got great, great, nice, you know.
Isn't that wonderful?
Emails. There's so many nice
Wait,
people out there.
How did I find out? How did you tell me? Do you remember how you told me?
You called me.
In the middle of the night?
Yes. Why would I wake you in the middle of the night?
You won't wake me because I set my phone appropriately, which is silent.
Yeah, how would I?
So
you
my alarm wakes me up. My alarm does come on. Your alarm. But the only thing that happens is a light flashes when I get a text or something in the middle of the night. So I just happen to wake up probably because I am somehow connected to you, unfortunately. Mind, body, and soul could never be separated. But I looked at my Instagram in the middle of the night, which I never do, by the way. Never. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I try to instantly go back to sleep. I don't look at my phone.
Yeah, it's not good. It keeps you awake.
Yeah, it's like, and there you were in a hospital being like, hey, I had some chest pains. And also that Instagram post, there was no conclusion to it. You didn't wait until you found out what went wrong.
No, at the end.
You were just like, still waiting for these test results. I'm in the hospital. I was like, you know, the good thing is that I know you very well. So I had a moment of panic. I really did. And then I was like, no, he had a long flight. He drank too much coffee. He didn't sleep. He went golfing. And being tired and revved up on a central nervous system stimulant, you decided you were having a heart attack. And
no, I
think
wasn't
that
deciding.
I was right.
I was
in that
checking.
Moment, I went, you know what? No.
No, I was just checking, making
and
sure.
And then I called you. Are you okay? Yeah. Why? I'm fine. Oh, then just noticed it on, you posted that you're dying on Instagram.
I never said I was dying.
Not explicitly, but.
I never said I was dying.
But you basically, but why do you think then the next day I had hundreds of texts and emails and tweets? Is Rich okay? Yeah. How's Rich doing? And I just had to keep being like, he's an idiot. He's an idiot. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry we worried you unnecessarily.
I didn't try to worry anybody. I just said in the hospital getting
right,
tests.
You didn't do.
I wrote after it was done.
After, but people aren't always like looking at every single post that you make. So if you're going to post a picture of yourself in the hospital after getting an EKG.
I didn't get all my test results back.
I know, so you wait. That's my point. You wait. Because you're either going, you didn't think it through. Well, my next post is either going to be like, well, folks, I'm dying. Or, hey, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people didn't get the, hey, I'm fine tweet.
I always follow up.
Instagram, whatever.
Well, I do Instagram, then it goes on Facebook and Twitter.
Ew.
You can do all three.
Ew.
What do you mean, oh, you tag?
You're one of those. Those people are monsters to me.
What are you fucking talking about?
Listen, I follow you on on three different things. Yeah. Then I better get three different bits of information.
No.
Jokes. No, I'm not liking your shit across all social media. No.
I don't think you know how social media works. Some people don't do Instagram.
It's time for a a review by Ignoramus. A lesson from the ignorant, what is it? Wait, what were we calling you before? The arrogant ignoramus. It's a lesson from arrogant ignoramus.
We never call me that, but we can.
Richard Voss.
When you send it out on Instagram, it goes on Facebook and Twitter. Some people don't do Instagram, but they do Twitter. Some people don't do Twitter, but they do Instagram.
Yeah, but some people do one, two, or up to three of them. Yeah, and but those most people don't. Well, I'm telling you, if you're going to belong to those, you should manage them separately, as I do.
Well, anyhow.
And you don't put all three on all three.
And I got to go.
You don't put one thing on all three, I mean.
I got to go. You know, I still have little chest pains every day. But okay, I'm going to go to...
What lessons have we learned from this experience?
That every picture shouldn't go on Instagram.
Well, you can put that picture up, but just wait until you get the test results back where it's like, hey, guys, I'm fine. That's what you start with. Hey, guys, I know I'm in the hospital and I'm hooked up to some shit. Looks pretty bad, but I'm fine. That's how you start. I'm fine. Or you send a text to your wife. I'm in the hospital, but I'm fine.
I didn't want to wake you in the middle of the night.
No. Listen, I get that you want to tell every one of your fucking 99,000 followers before you tell me anything. That's not true. That's how marriage works.
That's not true.
You let the wife is the last to know. You don't think someone was going to see that and text me and wake me up anyway?
No. Your phone's turned off. Huh?
But that was the reason you gave as to why you didn't alert me before you alerted literally the world.
No, but in the hospital, I gave your name as contact, emergency contact.
But, don't wake her up. Don't wake her up, please. Please don't send her a text. Don't wake her up. When I'm at home, I'll wake her up every 10 minutes when I'm in bed. But when I'm in Vegas, I'll let her sleep. That is another weird thing.
No.
You didn't want to send me a text because you didn't want to wake me up. Yet, at home, you won't turn your phone off and it's bing, bang, boom all night long. Every time I look over, you're on your phone.
Oh, you're on your phone.
Light shining in my eyes.
No, you're on your phone until you go to sleep and I'm on my phone until I go to sleep. Why is it good for you and why is it good for the goose and not the gander? Huh?
My phone is on silent.
Mine's on airplane mode.
There's something in your brain where you go, it's a light switch to you. You're either awake or asleep because you'll just start having a major conversation with me while I'm trying to fall asleep. And then I'll be like, I don't feel like talking about it because I'm trying to go to sleep. And you're like, you're awake. Well, yes, but I'm drifting.
You're on your phone. You're not
Or
drifting.
Sometimes I'll be laying there with my eyes closed and you'll start talking to me and I'll be like, I'm sleeping. You're like, no, you just went to sleep. You weren't asleep yet. It's like,
yeah.
You don't think that's rude?
No, I don't think it's rude. If you're up on your phone, you
or
can
going
still talk.
To the bathroom with the door open, so it's just like peeing onto my ear.
So when I was in Vegas, I'm driving around talking to my wife, who I miss, and we're discussing the business, and she's again trying to tell me how things are.
You were doing something weird on Twitter, and all I do is I was trying to explain to you how Twitter works, and instead of taking that information in and being like, oh, okay, now I get how it works, just argue back.
No, but that had nothing to do with it. Well, first of all, on Twitter,
some guy wrote, I want to bang her about me, and you were like, no, who, you or me?
No, he
I
goes,
kept saying, why would you ask that? That's
no, he wrote,
he said, I want to bang her.
I would have banged her. I would have banged her.
I would bang her.
I would bang her. So I'm thinking, is he talking about me or him? Okay. And so I wrote.
Again,
no.
they are with me on this one.
No,
no one
not.
Understands how you went from, he used the pronoun I would
because he's
bang her. Wait,
but he's
do you mean
responded.
That I, Rich Voss? You know how language works, right? When someone says I, they mean themselves.
No,
they don't mean you.
No, because he was.
Get that snot off your nose.
What snot's on my nose?
Oh, come on, man.
What are you talking about? There's no snot.
I can't look at you until you're done.
Where? Is it there?
Ugh.
He was replying to me. I was saying something about my wife, and he goes, "I would bang. I would have banged her."
No, he didn't say I would have. He said I would bang her.
No,
and
I,
you go, "Who, you or me?" And the guy wrote back, "I'm confused."
Yeah.
And as we all were,
no,
who read
all,
that?
No.
And then you wrote, "Me or her? You got one chance left, buddy." It was like, I
yes.
was like, if this is a joke, you're more, way
no.
more genius than I think.
No, first of all,
and
you're
it was,
so,
and then
you're
of course,
so
I knew it wasn't a joke.
You're dumb. You don't know how things work sometimes.
Oh my God.
You're so dumb. And I'm
so,
trying to stick
okay,
up for
so
you.
You.
I'm
say,
sticking up for
anytime
you.
Anytime you say, I want toast, I got to go. Wait. Do I want toast or do you
no,
want toast?
No, he wrote, I would have banged her.
Not I would have, I would, first of all. Not that it makes a difference, but.
Okay, I would. So he's replying to me like, I'm mad at my wife or I'm not mad.
You
or
she told did. The story about.
I told the story about my wife and the billboards. Hold on. And he goes, I would bang her. When you were you talking about, I would bang her, Rich Voss, to get even? Or.
Oh, no, that wasn't the thing, because that's what we were talking about. That's what we were talking about when we were doing the. So what was he replying to?
To the billboard stuff.
No, because.
Yes, he was.
How could you have written the billboard stuff before we even talked about it? Because we
no.
were talking about him and that tweet when you go, oh, there's a billboard of me.
No.
Yes, because, oh, I know what we're talking about. How Netflix works.
No, no.
Yes.
I didn't post that. We were talking about. The bill I wrote about the billboard.
Yes, no. When the billboard incident happened,
then
we were
I tweeted
talking about
after.
Netflix.
Yes,
yes that's
then I tweeted after it about you.
Yes,
and he said I would bang her, and I'm going, me or you? That's an easy fucking thing.
No, it's not.
Yes,
he
yes,
said I would bang her
because he's replying to me though. Like,
yeah, he
hey,
said
to,
I would
yeah,
bang
get, yeah,
her.
That's to get even. Hey, Rich, to get even, whether I would bang her.
No, because, he didn't say to get even.
But that's what he could mean. That's what it can mean.
Oh my God.
Are you dumb?
No, but you're just adding words for people.
No, but you don't look beyond what someone writes. You got to look at the intent.
Read between the lines.
Yes, the intent. When he's replying to me and I'm going, Bonnie.
When
like
he wrote, but when he wrote, I'm confused.
No.
You didn't say, hey, you wrote it, buddy. I mean, you didn't use all the words that I'm imagining, but
no.
you wrote it.
No, no. I here. I'm just using an example.
Oh my God! I can't.
You're
I can't.
So stupid. You're so dumb.
I
Let
can't
me.
Believe that you think I'm the stupid
yeah,
one.
Can I explain? And the people
oh
will
God.
Agree with me.
But he just wrote.
Can I finish?
But why couldn't you
no.
just determine from
no.
what he wrote? What
no.
he wrote.
I,
and then when he said
no.
I'm confused, you'd be like, oh, maybe I'm. Maybe I.
No, no.
I projected.
No. Here's
instead Bonnie. You doubled down.
Let me explain.
It's a simple question: me or you.
Here's what Bonnie doesn't understand. I whatever
and neither
the tweet
does
is,
the guy who wrote it, by the way. Just
yes.
As
let me explain to Bonnie how dumb she is. I say something. Oh, Bonnie did this to me as an example. Bonnie did this to me. I'm mad at Bonnie. Someone writes back, well, you should bang her hard. Basically.
That's not what he
but,
wrote.
But,
he
but
said,
he wrote,
I would bang her.
That's, yes. But that's basically could be the same thing if you don't know his intent. Why would he say I would bang her? Replying to that.
Okay.
If out of the clear blue, he wrote your wife is hot. I would bang her. Then I would know exactly what he's talking
okay.
about. But
okay.
in response to what I wrote, he writes I would bang her. I'm thinking is she saying I would if I were you I would bang her to get even or I would bang her. Myself.
Okay,
so I wrote to him.
Yes, right.
You
we get it.
Or me.
Right.
You or me.
Okay, can I just stop you there for 1 second?
What?
I will go with you as far as this part.
Yes, because
okay?
I'm
even
right.
Even though the guy saying that he would bang her to get even is a bizarre way to get even.
No,
okay,
I'd fuck her hard to get even. Guys, that's,
oh
that's basically what he's saying.
Okay, that, I will go, I will allow you,
you
this.
To.
I will say, okay, I get that. But when he wrote, I'm confused, at that point didn't you go, oh, he must not have meant it like that?
No, no, because I thought he was just being one of those.
Two.
Cover your mouth.
Two.
I should sneeze right on the table where I eat. Without care. No, because he's one of those Twitter guys trying to play me, going, I'm confused, like, just to keep it going. Do you understand how how they act on Twitter? That's just like, that's so many people's M.O. or M.O., whatever you fucking say. Oh, I'm confused.
Do you know what M.O. means?
Yeah, your ammo. That's what you come. Your ammo. Yeah.
Is that what you thought this whole time?
What?
All these years that it's your ammo?
Your ammo.
Like your verbal bullets? I like that. I think that should be a saying on its own, your ammo. However, your M.O. is your modus operandi.
Yes, your reason.
Yes. Yes. Why you do the things you do.
Yes, your reason.
You always do it. This is your
Yes.
Right.
You think you're fucking so smart. Well, you're not smart when it comes to this.
I don't think I'm so smart. Yes. I'm telling you something that you didn't know.
I
and then you know, get
I just
mad
said,
at me.
Your reason for being
I just
my
said,
ammo.
Do you know what M.O. Because you said M.O., ammo, whatever it is. I said, do you know
well,
what
some
it
people
means?
Say my ammo, and that's them coming at you.
I've never heard anyone say your ammo, but I swear to God, tonight I'm going to say it like 100 times to people.
That's my ammo.
I'm be like, watch it. I got some ammo.
It's two different things, I'm saying.
I'm bringing my ammo.
It's two different things. So.
You may have a gun, bitch, but I got the ammo.
So what I'm saying is on Twitter, these guys, their ammo is to keep going with it, or I'm confused. Like. Me going to him, oh, this guy's being an asshole. He knows what I'm talking about. So I re-clarified it and said, are you talking about you'd fuck my wife or I would? Okay. And then when he said him, I blocked him. So you just
he did,
say.
He admitted it?
Yeah. So
he admitted it. He was like, exactly as I wrote it. You, is what I meant. So in the end, he so did tell end, you he didn't
yeah,
mean
he
it
blocked.
The way that you thought.
He got blocked.
But he did so, not mean it the way that you thought.
Yeah, you. What if some female wrote to you, I'd fuck your husband? You wouldn't block her?
No, I'd reach out, get her some help. What are you kidding me? I'd
oh, you're so like... you think you're so funny. I just stick up for you on Twitter all the time. I'm not going to stick up anymore. I'm going to go, okay, go ahead. Bang her. Go ahead. That's what you want to do? Go ahead. I'm not going to block
that's,
you.
First of all, it's really
I
not...
blocked a guy the other day.
I love that you're the most loyal man on the planet. I do love
Let
that.
Me tell
I
you,
love that about you.
Please.
Can I just say this?
What?
Because I'm not going to be able to talk if you...
What?
Because you'll just keep going. But you're not really sticking up for me. You're sticking up for you in that situation because it's disrespectful to you.
Yes.
So don't say it's not...
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's a little bit to me, but... It's the reason that you're coming back and angry is because he's disrespecting
yes,
you.
Yes, you don't disrespect me.
Right. So don't
and
you. You,
and
don't
you too. I'm oh, sticking up for your okay. honor. Look, I blocked a guy yesterday. I went on Twitter yesterday and go, Ace rent a car. I have not got my receipt emailed to me after I dropped my car off. And fucking people don't get, when you return your car, you get your receipt right there. This way, if... After you leave it, somebody comes and smashes into it or something, you don't get charged. Okay? Now, when I rented the car, you fucking assholes on Twitter, when I rented the car, I go in there and they go, $309. I go, no, it's $209. He goes, nope, $309. I go, all right, let me show you the email. And I showed him the email. My confirmation was $209. He goes, oh, okay, you're correct. Then when I drop it off, then they add $50 for gas. So I dropped it off full. All I wanted was a receipt that said $209 paid in full. Okay? I don't want to drop it off. I filled the tank. I showed them the receipt from the gas station like you're supposed to. Give me my fucking receipt so I can leave here not knowing. I can leave here knowing that. All of a sudden someone came by and sideswiped it and I could charge for it. I looked on my credit card bill, already they charged me $260. So already.
Did you call?
No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till the next credit card bill to see if they took it off as a refund.
Oh.
You know, cuz they might send in a refund for what they held for the gas.
But do they know?
I have all the receipts. I have all the receipts. So I write on Twitter, I have not received my receipt from Ace rent a car because when you
said
tagged
you just said you had all your receipts.
Yeah, except for no, I have my receipt from when I rented the car at $209 plus the $40 or $45 for gas, unless you bring it back full, and I had a receipt for my
it
gas.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I have my receipt for gas. When I pulled in, I didn't get a receipt. They
but
said,
"What about
well,
gas?
You know,
you said you pulled in full."
Yeah, I pull in full. But you get a receipt from the gas station to prove you didn't do... You have to fill the tank within 10 miles. So you have to have a receipt.
You do? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yes, because then they'll think, well, it's full, but not really full because it was 20 miles away. It has to be within 10 miles.
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking dumb. So I had the receipt for the gas, and I just said, I like my receipt so I could leave and go to the airport. No, and I dropped off my car. Everything's clear. Anywhere you go, Thrifty, Dollar, they all give you a receipt right there. So the guy goes, oh, I'll email it to you. We email it. So now it's an hour later, and I haven't got the email. And I'm going, what the fuck? Anything could have happened to this car.
Did you call them?
No, I tweeted Ace Rent a Car, because when you tweet, they see that you have 100,000 followers, they respond. I said, I dropped my car off over an hour ago in Las Vegas. I haven't got the receipt. So then I get, but all these
people. So did they respond?
Yes, with a receipt.
Oh.
So now all these people on Twitter, you know, they're making jokes. But one guy said, why do you got to keep, why are you fulfilling or whatever the stereotype? So he's basically calling me a Jew.
Oh.
So I blocked him. I blocked
him. You should.
Right away. Because I wasn't, I didn't care about the receipt for any, I need a receipt. I wanted the proof that I dropped the car off. No dents.
Well, nobody wants to pay more than they had to. That's ridiculous.
So the second somebody goes, oh, keep up with the stereotypes, I blocked him. Because he's basically going, you're a Jew.
Yeah. Well, he's racist, so.
Well, he got blocked.
Good.
So anybody, here's the thing. You want to get fucking blocked on Twitter, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to say it, I'll say it every fucking podcast. Say anything to me, positive or negative, and you don't follow me, you're getting blocked. I'm not going to let you jam up my fucking wall. Two, anything anti-Semitic, blocked. Three, anything with my speech impediment, most of the time get blocked. Okay.
Why? Which of the ones? Where's the?
If it's kind of funny and it's okay, like someone said, why you didn't get a receipt because you spit on the guy or something? I didn't block him. You know, it's all the same hacky bullshit they've been doing for
but
years.
But it's a high stakes game to play with you about your speech impediment.
Yes. Talk about my wife, you get blocked. But not anymore. Not anymore, because you see that she can't, that she doesn't realize I'm standing up for her.
I did. I said that you did. This.
Okay. You know, I'm driving through Vegas and we're arguing about the business. Like, I don't know the business after.
That's not what we were arguing about. You didn't understand how Netflix
works.
Yes,
I do understand. I understand
clearly. The thing was, once again, I was just trying to explain how something worked, and then you get defensive and angry.
I didn't get defensive and angry. We had a discussion. And as I'm driving through during our discussion in Vegas, I saw three different billboards.
You pointed them out while
yes,
we were talking.
As I'm driving by, we're talking about telling me.
First of all, it's not like I went like, shut up about your billboards.
No, but
I don't want to hear any more about your billboards. I was like, that's amazing. That's great.
No, you
how
said.
How wonderful.
No, don't try to shut up.
Yes, I was. And then at the third one, I go, it's hard to have an argument with you when you keep bringing up your billboards, which was funny. And we laughed about it.
That's not what you said.
And then on the last billboard, I was like, every shit headliner in Vegas gets one.
That's not true, though. Not every shit.
All right, but you knew I was joking.
And I was joking when I wrote that tweet.
Well, people are just like, once again,
well,
Bonnie's a cunt.
So you have to deal with people that don't get humor, and I have to deal with people that don't
I don't
get
care,
humor.
Honestly.
Yeah, but that was
listen,
a funny
anybody,
tweet.
Anybody wants to try to live with you for more than 2 weeks, believe me, come back, come fucking find me then and tell me I'm doing it wrong.
Why? Where will you be hiding? Where will you be?
I would be gone, long gone.
So,
you know that show, like when they do the wife swap?
Yeah.
I'd be gone. They'd be like, anybody got eyes on Bonnie? We can't find Bonnie. Like,
oh, so.
I'm not leaving this house.
And my tweet was a good tweet about, you know, the woman I love and this and that. Hey, whatever I wrote. And then, like, you write a million things negative about me on Twitter. A million. I've never got mad once. You go, well, that was kind of mean.
No, you go, did you like my tweet about you? I go, yeah, it was a little mean.
No, what was mean about it? It was funny. How many tweets?
You didn't say, like, the first three, she was really supportive and wonderful. But by the fourth one, as you can imagine, as anyone can, it gets a little tiresome.
No.
And she made a joke that we both laughed at.
I didn't laugh at it. Any idiot headliner gets a billboard.
I didn't say idiot. I said shit. I said every shit headliner.
You know, when you see your face 20 stories high on a fucking, or 15 stories high, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking impressive.
Very cool.
And every headliner that comes in gets that. At the MGM.
At the MGM.
You know, Laugh Factory puts up billboards of their people. But it's cool to have your face on a fucking billboard in Vegas. When I started comedy, I never thought I'd be on a, you know, three or four billboards.
Believe me, folks, I heard this maybe I think after the first or second billboard. So go ahead. No.
What do you mean?
No, I'm letting them soak it up. Imagine there's still two more billboards after this.
It's weird that you're driving talking about the business and you see your face on billboards a lot. That's fucking weird. So you say to your wife, oh my God, I don't know the business, but yet I'm on fucking billboards all over the place. Electronic ones, though.
You're doing great.
They're electronic, so you're only up there for a second, then it goes to the next one. You know how electronic billboards work.
Thank you for your honesty.
Okay, I didn't say... I've been on a regular billboard, me and Bonnie, when we did the pod.
Still not yet at the third billboard, folks. This is still between the second and third billboard. No.
Bonnie and I, when we did the Palms, were on a billboard, a regular billboard, if you remember that.
I do remember, and I put it in my book, how embarrassed I was.
You weren't embarrassed about
it. I was so ashamed. You were like, go take a picture of it.
I took pictures of it.
I was like, what if people come see?
Yeah, well, I was...
I know, we have a different mindset.
Were still a struggling comic. I was killing it still. you were embarrassed. You were worried that they were going to come.
I'm still embarrassed.
Yeah, well... I don't get embarrassed.
I know. You're meant to do this.
Well, that's what I do. I'm a comic.
You're great.
I don't fail.
We're coming up to the third billboard.
That's okay. I'm just saying. And then you see yourself on another billboard. You're going, oh, my God, here's another one.
It's great.
And you pull into...
Feels good.
And these are just on route, 15. Then you pull in, like you're going down Tropicana, going past the MGM, getting ready to go down Tropicana, make a left on Koval to come around to stay at the Signature Hotel. And boom, on the MGM, on the big, big, big billboard.
Every shit headliner that comes to Vegas gets
no,
one of those.
No, not comes to Vegas. That works at the MGM headlining. Gets on the big billboard. That's all. If you work the MGM, the best comedy room
right now.
What's that?
Nothing.
You don't know what?
Nothing.
You said every shit headliner?
Can we move on?
No, you said every shit headliner again.
I didn't like that movie Three Billboards, and I'm liking this even less. This film, Four Billboards in Vegas. Four billboards outside the MGM.
All right, so there you go. I explained everything. I explained the hospital, the Instagram picture, the car rental receipt, the billboards. I made it clear that I, out of all three, now here's the fourth subject I'll bring up, and Bonnie doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
My lovely wife, who I missed, and I couldn't wait to get home and see. When I got home, we said, are you hungry? Can I cook you? Would you like some wings and fries? I go, of course. Now, she made them, threw them in the oven, reheated them. Not a lot of work. She had to turn the oven on, but she did. It was sweet. It was nice. She made them.
It was midnight.
Yeah, it was night. It was 11. But
no, it wasn't. It was more like 12:30.
No, 11:30.
I believe it was 12:30, actually, because I remember looking at the clock being like, I'm exhausted. But I'm not making you some
nice... Now, she misunderstood what I did. When I got the wings, I looked and I'm like...
Okay, but can I just stop you for 1 second? No.
Then you can say your story. I don't want to start a fight. Look at there she goes. She's getting mad.
This whole thing could be resolved with one easy step. But the problem with you is that you're going to give your side of the story. You always need to have you to be right.
Not
even
right.
If you're saying,
I just want you to see where I'm coming from.
You can't just be like, you know what? I was shitty. I'm sorry.
I was shitty.
And that's what the problem was last night when I was getting mad. Because I was like.
Yes, it was shitty. But I just want you to see why it was shitty. You don't understand. You think I'm disrespecting you. I'm not at all. I was very appreciative that you cooked that
late
night.
If you were a person on Twitter, I would have blocked you, bitch.
Okay, so the what I did when she made them, and I looked at them, I went, ooh. And the reason I went, ooh, is, and she got mad and I could see why, but I just want to say why I went, ooh, like that, is because when I eat wings, I like the flat wings, not the drumsticks. And they were all drumsticks. She doesn't know this. It's not her fault. She doesn't know this. But when I go to the cellar and I order wings, I go, no drumsticks. So when I saw they were all drumsticks.
You just only like the joints?
No, the flat ones.
That's the joints.
Yeah, I don't like the drumsticks. Some people just like the drumsticks.
Maybe the drumsticks is the joints. Whatever.
Some people like the drumsticks. I don't like the drumsticks.
All of it is gross.
I like the other part.
Yeah, but you didn't think for a second like, oh, this is going to come out like a total I didn't realize.
It did.
Ew. But I set the plate down. Ew.
Okay, so but for now
on. So I just said, you know what? I'm done and I'm going to bed because I was tired. I didn't want to watch Homeland. I wanted to go to bed.
But you were glad we watched it.
No, I wasn't glad we watched it.
Yeah, we
because then I couldn't get to sleep because you were like chewing your gum and on your phone and up and down and
I wasn't
snoring all night. I had a terrible sleep.
I'm sorry, but
and if I'd gone to bed earlier, it would have been fine. But I went to bed late, and then I had to get up this morning. You got up at 7:50 and would not go get Raina up.
You were up too.
I was not up on my phone. The only reason I was up was
on my
you
phone.
Peed with the bathroom door open and it was like in
it was
my ear.
It's a loud pee, huh?
But I've asked you so many times, can you just close the door when you pee?
I usually do, but I thought you were up already.
Do you see what you're doing, though?
What?
You didn't think I was up already. You're just lying. And
all right, that one's a lie.
And you're just, just also like, why do you always have to win everything? Why do
I'm
you
not
just
trying
go,
to win. I'm just trying to
this
give you
what
my...
I'm saying.
I'm not trying to win. I knew
like
I was
like, last night, you were like, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Here, let me tell me what your reasons. It's like, can't you just be like in your mind at some point and go, I'm just going to be nice. I'm
yes,
just gonna
I want to be
of
nice.
Things. You always get. I always get mad at you for the exact same things. Like your phone last night was on beepy baba boo boo, and you're sometimes you're texting away at night.
I don't text at night.
Okay, here you go. See, I won't. But if we look back, we see yes, you have done it. You go then you'll go. Oh, maybe that one time. So don't say no. I don't say. Oh, let me. Instead of trying to be right, and again, I don't want to do this on the podcast every fucking time, but you try fucking living with him. He will not change one thing. He'd rather get a lecture every single day and every single night and piss off his wife than make one small change, which is put your phone on silent.
I put it on
close the door when
time.
You pee.
All right, those things will...
Let me as I'm coming home and my wife is making me something to eat at 12:30 at night when she's already expressed how tired she is.
You
let me
say you were tired, though, but go ahead.
I did when you... I said, how much longer till you get home? I'm exhausted. I don't know if I can stay awake. You said, I'll be home in an hour.
Half an hour. When you called.
Again, why are you arguing? Why are you arguing that? It makes no fucking difference. And the truth is, it was an hour because you were still at the airport when I talked to you.
Oh, that's twice, but we talked twice.
But why? Okay, but why do you keep arguing? Like,
I'm not
answer
arguing.
It to me. Why do you keep being like when we have an argument.
I like specifics.
I'll say like.
Don't you like specifics?
I'll be like, you said that thing on Instagram. You're like, no, Twitter. Like you have to correct things that don't you want to like switch the fight off into this direction for whatever reason. I don't know, just to get out of it. It's like you cannot just be like, you know what? I'm sorry.
I did say I'm sorry. Didn't I apologize? And
yeah,
came
but
over?
You kept going. I didn't mean it like that. I'm not being an asshole. It's the same thing every fucking time. It
not
starts
every
to get exhausting.
Time.
Like, yes, you're an asshole. I get mad. Then at some point, sometimes it's right away. More likely it's, you know, after you've argued for 4 hours, you'll come and apologize. But why don't you just do it? Why don't you just do the thing? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Name something that you've told me that you don't like that I still keep doing constantly.
I don't look at you in a negative way. I don't try to dwell on the negatives. I dwell on the positives. If I sat and dwelled on all the negatives...
Okay, I used to not lock the door. Now I always lock the door.
No, you didn't, because I just came home before and it wasn't locked.
Oh.
Okay.
But I try.
I try. Your insurance card?
I try. I have my insurance card. I do it. I do this. I do that. I do this. I do that.
Then she says, name some things... I got her.
No, but you keep bringing it back to you. Keep winning
no,
for
I'm
yourself.
No, I'm not winning. You just said name something, so I'm naming a couple.
I know, but I just said I'm trying, and then you go, I'm trying. Because you're still trying to win.
I'm not trying to win. I'm trying to tell you that don't dwell on the negative all the time. Like, I go to Bonnie.
I'm not trying to dwell on the negative, but when somebody fucking puts a plate down in front of you at 12:30 at night, and you go, ugh.
I didn't go, I didn't get, let's not get crazy.
What did you say?
I went, ew.
Okay, thank you.
And
much better. That was so much kinder.
And, okay.
Like, you didn't go, oh, that's probably going to...
The other day,
this will start a fight. Like, how do you not see
it? I ordered new insurance cards for us. Not only did I get insurance cards, I went out and got... Because the fucking cheap insurance company doesn't give you plastic cards anymore, which we already talked about. Big deal. So I went out and bought those plastic, you know, that you put over laminates. So I said, let me get Bonnie a laminate, myself a laminate, so the paper insurance card lasts. So last night, Bonnie's like, can you take Raina to the doctor? I don't have my insurance card. Okay. Where's your fucking insurance card? How come it's not laminated? How come it's not in your wallet? This was weeks ago. So this morning, I lift her hat up on the table in the kitchen. The little table, there's her insurance card right there. Right there under her hat. It's not laminated. It's not in her wallet. But at some point, she's going to need her insurance card and call me. I'll be somewhere. She'll go, oh, I don't have my insurance card. What's the insurance number? When this could have all been taken care of 2 weeks ago when I got her the card and the laminate. But no, she'll put it off and then fucking, you know, space out. And, oh, I don't know where anything is. And then I have to deal with her fucking... You know, at the doctor's office, oh, I don't have my insurance card. Where is the insurance number? So then I got it. So there's one little thing, but I don't dwell on the negative. I found your insurance card. I put it there. Now you can get your laminate, put it in the laminate, and stick it in your wallet, and you don't have to deal with it. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. What do you want me to do? Should I argue about it for 4 hours and try to be right?
Where's your laminate?
I'm going to look for it after this.
You don't know where it is?
Well, if I knew where it was, I wouldn't have to look for it, would I? I just walk over and pick it up.
And put your insurance card in it and then shove it in your wallet, right?
Yes, I will. Thank you for helping me with that.
All right. See, we're all set.
See, when you have problems with me, how come it's so much easier?
It's not easier because you're not going to go do it.
I am going to go do it. Of course I am, as I always do.
What do you mean as you always do? 2 weeks ago, you didn't do it when I got you the stuff. I'll make a face,
I just said I'd do it, so I'll do it.
Okay, and I hope it works out. Now we got through all our grievances. Now let's talk about nice stuff.
No, but you still don't see the point.
I do see the point.
What's the point?
The point is I try to win arguments, but I don't try to win arguments. You don't see the point. I'm just trying to let you see where I'm coming from.
Even this is, you're winning because you're trying to win it.
I'm not trying to win.
It's like,
I just want
if
you
I
to
wasn't
see.
Married to you, I would honestly, I would see the charm of it. It's probably what attracted me to you. There's something like so fucking knuckleheaded about you. That it's charming, but I have to live with it. I have to live with this day in and day out where you're like, oh, I didn't know I was coming across like that. Or I wasn't, you know, when you're like being a fucking asshole and I'm like, hey, you're being an asshole. And then you got to do an hour's worth of why you're not an asshole. Or if that doesn't work out, then point it at me of why I am an asshole.
No.
Instead of just being like, oh, whoops, sorry. Let me.
I always say sorry.
Recalculating.
I always say sorry. Don't say I don't apologize.
Yeah, eventually you do. But I don't understand why it's a sorry, but you still have to be right.
I don't have to be right. I just want you to see how I think, where I'm coming. It's not
nobody
out of
thinks you're a bad
it's
person.
Not, it's not out of malice. When,
well, do you think about the card thing, let's say?
What?
You want to know? The last time that you gave it to me, I didn't know where that card was. So then I went looking for it. Okay.
Right on the table.
Then I found it and I put it on the table, but I guess I put my hat on it and then I couldn't find it again. Okay. So then I came clean. I don't know where it is. Then you found it.
You came clean.
All right. In the interim, I've lost the fucking.
But you don't think you've done that throughout the 14 years with things? Just
yes, but I don't. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm the least perfect person that I've ever met in my life. I'm not saying
I agree with that.
I'm saying that I don't spend hours arguing with you because when you bring something up.
You know
up.
Why? Because I don't turn it into an argument. How, this morning when you go, oh, I can't find my insurance card, then I found it. See, you would have turned that into some kind of argument. I didn't turn it into
an argument.
How
would I turn that into
an
argument?
Well, it's just the same as anything I do.
No, the person who's speaking doesn't turn it into an argument. It's the person who defenses that turns it into an argument.
No, you were speaking last night and you...
I was going to bed. If you just come up and said sorry and get good night's sleep, good night, it wouldn't have been a fight. But you wanted to win and you wanted to watch Homeland.
I don't want to win. I just want you to see that I'm not trying to be mean.
And then when I was explaining to you that you're like, you never have, you don't have a lot of consideration for other people.
That's not true.
See, here we go. Here we go. But there's no learning if you say that's not true. There's no getting better if you say that's not true.
Well, you should say you could work on your consideration. Don't say you have none.
I didn't say that. I said you have very little consideration for other people.
Well, that's basically saying you have none. When very little is right above none.
Are you going to argue this now? This.
I don't like how you put things towards me to make me look like a monster.
That's in your own head. That's in your own head. If you were a fucking great guy and you were like, oh, God, let me work on that, there would be no argument. Nobody would have anything to say.
All right. From now on, I'm going to close the door when I be. You know, a lot of times you don't know this, but can I tell you this?
What, Mr. Wright? What? No. What are you doing that's so great? Please enlighten us. God forbid you fucking you admit you're wrong in something and you turn into a fucking puddle on the floor. You just melt into...
Like the witch from The Wizard of Oz?
Just zzz, done. Is that what you think is going to happen to you?
You know, a lot of times if I'm downstairs watching TV late at night and Bonnie's asleep, I'll go upstairs and go to the bathroom, but I'll use your bathroom. I won't walk into mine, okay?
I've noticed that.
Okay, so I don't have to wake you. I don't want to wake you. There's times when Bonnie's asleep... I'll have to come in and get, you know, if I'm leaving early on the plane. If I'm leaving early, I put all my stuff downstairs so I don't have to go upstairs and wake her. But say I forget one thing, I tiptoe in real, real silently. And if I have to get a belt or something.
No. Okay, I want you to walk in those shoes.
I take my shoes off now.
Come here.
I don't put my shoes on.
Just walk in those shoes. I'm taking the microphone down. Now just walk in them. Just walk. No, they're not making the noise.
Yeah. Did I take those off?
These shoes make a noise like literally, skrrk, skrrk. Every step is like...
Okay, this is what marriage is. She's complaining about my shoe noise. That's what I have to deal with. Shoe noise now. Now when I get shoes, I have to make sure. But I take them off now.
I take them off now
and come up in socks.
I have a lot of stuff to do every day. I need to get my sleep.
Shoe noise, folks. Do it again.
I get very upset when I get woken up. It drives me nuts.
Do the shoe noise again so people make sure they know.
That's him just walking across the floor in the bedroom. Times a thousand. But I don't know what you do, because it's like, I'll be like, okay, he's going to the closet, he's going to take off his shoes.
I take off my shoes now. I haven't walked upstairs.
Okay, well, I don't know what he's doing in the closet, but he's got to be taking his shoes off at any minute. I know he's hiding money in there. Why doesn't he take his shoes off before he hides the money?
I don't hide money there anymore. I don't hide money.
Then you hear this. You're hiding money.
I don't hear what you're doing to her books. I don't hide money anymore in the closet. Was that money?
I guess. I don't have a lot to work with here.
What are you doing now? Well, okay. So, first of all, I don't hide money in the closet anymore. Second of all, now I take my shoes off when I go upstairs. So you don't hear the exaggerated noise that Bonnie's talking about. You know, listen. Yes, there's going to be positives and negatives about
that's him getting undressed. Take his pants off.
I think.
Bad when he gets into bed. Well, first you have to hear him unpacking the gum, which is how it could be that loud. I don't know. Why do they make him so hard to get into? It's literally an hour of him. Trying to get his gum out. Then, gotta get it soft.
Yeah.
Then, beep, beep, boop, 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 on his phone. The light. Moving around. Then when the light finally goes out, first of all, you don't turn your light off when you just lay it down. The light fully blaring in your phone. Why do you turn your phone off when you go? I mean, just turn the light off at least. Then you lay down and then it's a it's endless.
Why are you looking at me so mean?
Then peeing, then got to come back to bed and get more gum, get more nope. phone.
Nope.
It's like that. It's that pattern just 10 times a night.
Oh, 10 times. I get up and pee 10 times.
I don't know, but whenever I look over, you're like on your phone, chewing your gum. I'm going back to bed. I'm going back to bed. That's great.
All right. Well, that's your complaint. We'll have to work on certain things in life. Any good news? You're directing a commercial.
I got my one of my first commercial directing jobs coming up.
Not one of your first. You've directed a couple.
Yeah.
What do you? Then why would you say you're first? Oh, with this company?
Well, because or with the others are promotional spots, and this is an actual commercial.
When is it?
I don't know exactly.
Can I be in it?
No.
Why?
It's not, because casting is more like a 30-year-old man-ish. I just think 30 years off is too much. I don't know if I can convince them.
There's no background? There's no background?
No. There's no. There's a baby and a dad.
That's it?
I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it, so I shouldn't. Oh. I should just stop. Yes.
Why can't?
That's it, girl.
Why can't you make it a grandfather?
It just. I mean, I can't. The commercial's already written.
Just a Twitter war you were telling me about. Are you allowed to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
Because I'd have to paraphrase. I can't find the tweets and.
Plus, you're a fan of one of them.
Yeah, and so are you, a big fan.
Yes, I'm a big fan. Actually, a very big fan.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you brought it up. That's something that we can't talk about.
Oh, I didn't know.
This is the kind of thing we could talk about on our Patreon.
Oh,
we'll talk about it on our Patreon. I'll get the tweets.
Bobby is on Patreon now, and now he's doing like interviews from his shed.
Yeah.
He had Colin.
Yeah. But who's going out to his house?
Colin. Hmm. Fucking Bobby always is like one step above everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to fucking everything.
He works hard, that guy.
Well, because he's really fucking internet and technology savvy, you know? Technical and internet and
also we got in another festival.
Who did?
The short film I made.
What festival?
Houston, I think. Festival. We get the little laurels.
What's that?
Now to put on. You know, when you're in festivals, you get those little.
But what festival's in Houston?
I gotta find it.
Oh. How did it do up in
the Houston Comedy Film Festival?
How did it do in Toronto?
Did great. Everybody loved it.
Did it win an award?
Not that I know. I mean, I didn't go.
You should have went.
Who's calling me from Jersey City, man? It's weird.
See, you don't answer your phone. You don't even know it rang. It didn't ring.
Yeah, that one, it didn't ring.
Yeah, that's what happens.
No, I mean,
I call you all the time and it doesn't ring.
I'm telling you,
I got to call Raina to find out where Bonnie is. I call my daughter. I go, "Where's Bonnie?" Oh, right next to me, or right upstairs, or right next to me.
Whatever. It's gonna be 5 minutes, and I'm gonna find. Call you.
It's not.
See that you called.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Why do you think? What do you think cell phones are about?
I guess about $200.
All right. Well, listen, we should wrap this up. Do you want to make any noises before we leave?
Bing bong bing bong. Pee. Bing bong bing bong 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 bong.
Do you think we have the funniest husband and wife podcast?
No.
No?
No. Do we have the greatest marriage? No. Do we have the best anything? No. This is what I'm telling you. Your whole life, the things that you do, you think are the most amazing. If someone else was doing this podcast and you heard it, you'd be like the most critical. You'd be like, they're not even talking about anything. They're dumb as shit.
No.
No, you would. You'd hate us. You'd be like, why do they get stuff?
No.
How come they have people going to their Patreon? She won't shut up. She keeps interrupting. She's a dumb cunt.
And, why do you keep using those dirty words?
No, that's because I got called a dumb cunt a couple weeks ago about 4 million times.
Because you interrupted the OP podcast.
I interrupted the OP. Oh. I did the... In retrospect, I mean, I get their point, but I didn't know... I didn't think about it in terms of, like, this is going down in the history of the, you know, O&A files. Of-
well, fucking OP... is fucking delusional. His tweet about somebody was we got to talk about on Patreon. It's fucking amazing.
Oh yeah. Well, he's signed a contract with someone.
Oh really?
Some other station network, podcast network maybe? I don't know.
What's he doing? Pop-up podcasts?
Pop-up podcasts with OP. Maybe he'll go to Greg now. Maybe he'll start using Greg.
Oh yeah. Pop-up Greg podcast.
With Hughes.
Greg. I think that show is tonight. That Carl show was last night.
How long your fucking fingernails are.
Oh, I know. I got to.
Jesus.
I think that show was last night.
Why are they pink? No.
Were you supposed to do a show for Carl's birthday?
Was it tomorrow?
I think it was last night.
Did I not? Did I fucking miss it?
I don't know, but when is it?
I don't know.
I think it was last night. Look it up. Look it up.
Oh, my God.
I think it was Monday night at the Village Underground.
No, it's like...
Yeah. I like him, Carl. Carl the chef.
No one reminded me.
We got to go back to his restaurant for dinner again. Carl the chef.
April 9th.
Oh, it is April 9th?
Yeah.
Are you on the show? I'm going to go. I'm going to do a guest spot.
Okay. All right, babe.
What day is April
9th? Time to go. Thanks, everybody. You're good people.
I'm doing...
This is Dumb Cunt signing off from another successful podcast.
That's what I'm saying before you leave.
Seriously, can she shut the fuck up?
What I'm trying to say is...
You support your husband. That's your one... Somebody wrote, that's your one job in life. Is it? Oh, I didn't... Wow. No idea. That's your one, sweeping and supporting your husband. Those are your two jobs in life.
You got my tweet. Here's what I'm trying to say. Two things and just two things only.
Uh-oh, but I bet they're long. No. I bet they have A, B's, and C's in each one.
No. One, go to patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie.
To get extra content.
$5 a month, whatever.
$10, you can do it.
It helps out and it's fun. We put on extra content.
Worth it. How about
two,
that?
April 10th, Tuesday, April 10th, at the Village Underground, New York City, a live My Wife Hates Me podcast with a celebrity marriage counselor. Everyone we've ever done has been hysterical. Eddie Pepitone, Andy Kindler,
they have
Ron Bennington,
they have
Norton,
all been amazing. You're so funny because you say that about everything we do.
Big J, Bill Burr, which one wasn't good?
No, they were all great.
No, do you think one wasn't good?
No, I just said you're right. They're all great.
No, but you were saying this is where you.
No, but I said it's funny because you do say this about everything. This is the time it's true, but
everyone we've done, we've done Bill Burr, Eddie Pepitone, Artie Lang. We did Artie Lang.
Yeah, are you gonna go through them all again? Because I feel like you just
Ron Bennington, Jim Norton. Anyhow, we're doing April 10th.
Jim Florentine.
Florentine. No, he was never a marriage counselor at our house.
He was at our house. He was a true.
He was the first one.
He's a real true marriage counselor. It's ironic that his marriage fell apart after he gave us such good advice.
Well, what I'm saying is April 10th, go to the Comedy Cellar website. $10 a ticket. You know, I don't know what anybody else charges for live events, but it's a fucking blast.
It's cheap,
so much fun.
Cheap.
It's so much fucking fun. Get your tickets now. It's going to sell out.
And then we'll tell you on Patreon who our marriage counselor is.
And then on the roast.
Is that worth it to you, folks?
We're working right now.
I mean, you can wait until it comes out on Twitter. But.
I mean, this is a while in the making, but right now we're working on getting the roast online. So we're in the process of working on it.
We did some.
What? We made some mistakes on that.
We had
roast.
Some problems with the people that we.
The production company?
Yeah, I mean, they slowed us down tremendously.
I know. They did. Granted, it's a lot of hard work. Six camera shoot, 24 tracks of audio. Yes, it's hard. And
they did a great job editing.
They did a great job editing, but. They, I guess, have other bigger projects. To us, this at the time is our main project. So this is where we clashed. They didn't have to have it up. And plus, they have a big agency trying to sell it that has knocked on every doors. Some maybe, some no, some yeses, whatever. But the roast will be up soon online. Village Underground, April 10th. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Next weekend, I'll be at the House of Comedy. Next week in Arizona. This Saturday, Connecticut, Treehouse Comedy. Arizona next week. Go to richvoss.com for all my dates. Bonnie, I love you, and thank you for joining me this week.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you.
Say thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pair.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.